Chapter 7, Devotional 6, Hosea and Gomer, God's Love Story, God's Love and Faithfulness. Hosea chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, and chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, read, "When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, 'Go, take to yourself an adulterous wife and children of unfaithfulness, because the land is guilty of the vilest adultery in departing from the Lord.' So he married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. The Lord said to me, 'Go, show your love to your wife again, though she is loved by another and is an adulteress. Love her as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods and love the sacred raisin cakes.' So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and about a homer and a lethek of barley. Then I told her, 'You are to live with me many days. You must not be a prostitute or be intimate with any man, and I will live with you.'" The book of Hosea, Salvation, is a love story full of real-life betrayal, suffering, tragedy, faithfulness and obedience, mercy and forgiveness, reconciliation and redemption. On the surface, it's about Hosea's marriage to an unfaithful woman, Gomer. As we read this book, we must remember that Hosea's story is part of a much larger and more compelling story. Beyond the personal story of Hosea and Gomer is the collective story of God's infinite love for his people. It shows us just how loving and forgiving God is and how far he will go to honor his covenant or marriage vows to man, even though we are often unfaithful, just like Gomer. I must confess that elements of the story have played out in my life. My wife Karen married me knowing that I had been a prodigal son living in the world, and that I would carry my brokenness into our marriage. Like Hosea, she was faithful and obedient to God's instructions. I give God praise that he used her love, faithfulness, and obedience to him to change me. Who I am today is a testimony to God's love and grace for me and to her love, faithfulness, and obedience to God and to me as her husband. Child of God, ask God to speak to you about the importance of covenant in your relationships. Are you playing the part of Hosea or Gomer? Trust God and know that he loves both the faithful and the unfaithful and has a plan and purpose for your life. Walk in faithful obedience and watch as his love, mercy, and grace change you. Allow him to use you as a character in his book of life and become part of his never-ending love story. Lord, thank you for your unconditional love, mercy, and grace. Jesus, I thank you for your faithfulness. Teach me to love you with all my heart, mind, and spirit. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.